Blog Talk Radio.
Well, another school year is about to begin at St. Viator High School, and that means another series of A Lion for Life podcasts will be coming your way. This is Jim Mitchell. I'm very pleased to be the host again this year and have the opportunity to share information about the school. And information is critical right now, obviously, as we intend to bring students back on campus in the midst of the COVID pandemic. There's a lot of preparations that have taken place, and one very significant change at the school this year is that St. Viator will be welcoming for the first time a school nurse. She joins me today as we have this special conversation just for staff and faculty, and let me welcome Pamela Kelly to not only the podcast but to St. Viator. Pamela, very nice to talk to you. Thanks for taking time today.
Thanks so much for having me, Jim. I appreciate it and look forward to working with all of the Lions, both that are currently in the building and outside.
You know, we've got quite a community, as you will learn very quickly, but we want to learn a little bit about you. So before we get into the details of COVID and other things, talk a little bit about Pamela Kelly. Tell us your background.
Sure. My background, I graduated nursing school from St. Mary's at Notre Dame in 2005 with a Bachelor's of Science in Nursing. I then proceeded to obtain my Master's of Science in Nursing with an additional focus in Emergency Planning and Disaster Management from Benedictine University. I have been a nurse since 2005 with my primary focus previously in perioperative nursing, primarily the operating room, pertaining to cardiovascular and thoracic transplant surgery. I have worked at Rush University Medical Center and also Loyola University Medical Center with those teams. I also have worked in infectious disease and infection control, focusing on all of the day-to-day measures for Loyola University Medical Center when I was in that role. I then took a little bit of time off to be able to stay home with my three young children, and now I'm very excited to be in the role as the school nurse at St. Viator High School.
Well, the timing couldn't be better to bring you on, and with that background, I know a lot of people are going to be looking to you for guidance, and that's what we're going to talk about today, particularly as we focus on the staff and faculty at St. Viator. They're all preparing to come back to school, coursework, curriculum, things they have to do. Tell us what you've been doing the last couple of weeks to prepare for the school year.
Sure. The last couple of weeks, what I've been doing is comparing the Archdiocese, Illinois State Board of Education, CDC, Illinois Department of Public Health, basically anybody that has jurisdiction over anything pertaining to COVID and guidelines that we need to follow, comparing those and then developing an overall COVID plan in order to keep the school safe as a whole, which of course includes staff and students and any additional employees, volunteers, and visitors. We've worked on doing wellness plans, how to set up for lunches, what kind of matrix we need to use in order to transition from face-to-face in-person learning to e-learning.
Well, there's a lot of planning that goes into it, and as you said, with all the different guidance out there, different documents and different people weighing in, I'm sure there's a lot you have to sort of sort through to try and come to an understanding of what the best policy is. I think for most of us, you know, that begins with walking through the doors to begin the school day. And I know there's procedures being put in place for that. So as faculty and staff look forward to coming back, what should they expect when they arrive in the mornings?
They should just expect that there will be a wellness check, and that applies to anyone that enters the school. That wellness check is a Google document that they will need to fill out in a form that asks the standard questions. How are you feeling? Or have you been exposed to anybody recently? Basically, these 10 questions that you've been asked pretty much anywhere that you have been going where you needed to check in. They also are going to have their temperature checked and will also be required to have two masks with them should one mask get dirty or anything like that. All of those details and information that the staff then provide through those documents and that form then is sent to me through the Google form that I then review each day to ensure that there are yes and no questions completely answered, temperatures completely checked in, and then to proceed from there. We did put into place hard stops on the questions if they answer yes to one of the signs and symptoms, and then I would evaluate based on the situation with each individual case by case.
Let's talk about a couple of those components. First of all, the temperature, where many of us are used to having the forehead scan as we go into different facilities now. What exactly are you looking for there? Is there sort of a trigger point that raises a red flag for you?
So the thing that's the trickiest with COVID is that there are multiple symptoms that can all feed into one. What a lot of them are based on is a fever higher than 100.4 by mouth. According to the American Medical Association, I apologize, normal body temperature is 97.8 degrees Fahrenheit to 99.0 degrees Fahrenheit. So anything over 99 can be considered febrile. Any student, staff, visitor with a temperature of 100.4 or higher is going to be immediately sent home. We're going to be taking those temperatures with a no-touch forehead thermometer that staff has been trained in.
And I'm going to probably ask you to state the obvious here, but we're all going to be filling out this questionnaire each day. How critically important is it for everyone to just be honest? And if there is a little something going on, to go ahead and report it.
It is imperative for everyone to be critically honest, for us to continue to stay open as a school, and also to protect yourself and your family and your friends. If you really, really want to be at school, I can understand that. You need to make sure that you are protecting yourself and that you are keeping yourself and your family safe. You are your own first line of defense. If you are having a headache or nausea, vomiting, you're having a fever, and you're not being honest on those questions, that can cause a domino effect with all of your family around you, all of your friends, specifically if you are not wearing your mask in an appropriate fashion. Our biggest thing is to reduce the risk that we have. COVID is not something that I can eradicate as a school nurse, but it's something where I can teach and also monitor to help reduce the risk.
Now, you mentioned going through the Google Docs each day. Is there a certain set of characteristics you're going to be looking for? What should faculty know that you're checking on a daily basis to make sure that collectively we're doing all the right things?
So on the daily basis with the Google Docs, what I am checking is which door they are entering. That piece allows me, should there be someone that becomes positive or answers positive, to know within a 15-minute time frame of when that person entered, who was around them. Also answering the questions of if you have masks with you, I can ensure that if they don't, I can provide another mask. If they have fever, chills, and body aches, sore throat, runny nose, loss of taste or smell, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, shortness of breath, headache, or if you've been exposed, I'm able to look at that very quickly and look at all of the answers on there to make sure that everyone has answered no. And then I'm also able to look at all of the temperatures in real time as to what time they came in and to monitor that as well to see if there's somebody that is approaching a little bit higher or if there's somebody that it possibly did not monitor on the Google document for some reason or another. And then each day after I have checked the previous day, I then timestamp it at the bottom with my initials and the date saying that I've checked everyone that followed through on their Google document forms and can say that there was no one with symptoms and that all the temperatures were well below febrile status.
As we kick off our A Lion for Life podcast series this year, we're doing so with a special edition just for the staff and faculty and administration at St. Vitor High School, and we're talking to Pamela Kelly, who is the new school nurse, and getting a quick update on some of the protocols and precautions being put in place to protect everyone's safety as we return to school this August. And obviously on everyone's mind, Pamela, is the question of, well, you know, how do we know if we're doing the right thing? How long can we stay in school? How do we know if we have to transition? Should we have to move from in-school learning to a hybrid or fully e-learning circumstance? What metrics are you looking at? What might be the trigger points for you to begin working with the administration to say we've crossed the risk line?
So what I am keeping an eye on every day is positivity rates for the three regions that feed into St. Viator. There's roughly five counties that feed in, and then Governor Pritzker divided the state into 11 regions in July. What I am doing is taking those positivity readings of the COVID testing and putting those into a document and taking the average of those three regions to give us a St. Viator positivity rating. That positivity rating, should we need to move into e-learning, will help me to need to see a sustained reduction in positivity rating to come back down below 8%, which is the state's stop for when they feel like they need to come in. Regarding when we go from e-learning to face-to-face and back and forth, which there is definitely a possibility that that is going to be something with cold and flu season right around the corner, is mm-hmm. that we are going to have to watch it on a case-by-case basis. For example, if we have one student in a class or staff member, and I'm using classes like English 101,
okay.
if we have one that tests positive, there will be something similar to what parents have received previously or staff have received of you have a student in your class that has tested positive with strep throat, for example. That'll be one item. Do I know mm-hmm. if the student became coronavirus positive in school or at the grocery store or at a party that they possibly weren't practicing social distancing or the staff member? No, there's no way for me to know that. The next then criteria is that then we will quarantine the class. And there's specific guidelines based on CDC as to what we need to do in order to make that the class is under quarantine before they can return to school. And then also applicable outliers such as siblings or family members that also attend the school that will also do a quarantine as well. Going from there, if it spreads to additional classes, then the entire school will be quarantined, and that's kind of the break point of then when I start discussing with administration, we need to at least shut the school down and do a terminal clean, leave it closed for 14 days, and then reassess at the end of 14 days. Now, should the governor shut down Regions 8, 9, and 10 in order to comply with the Illinois state guidelines, of course, St. Viator School will have to shut down.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully a threshold we don't cross, but obviously it's good to know we have you looking out for that for us. And a couple of minutes left here. Obviously our faculty in particular has concerned, as does many, do many of the staff members, about interacting with this large group of students now. If any of them encounter a student who in any way, shape, or form looks like there may be some activity going on, should they hesitate at all? Do they immediately send them down to your office? What should someone, as a faculty or staff member, do if they encounter a student that may be exhibiting some symptoms?
There should be no hesitation at all in keeping all of the rest of us at St. Viator safe along with themselves. There are black phones in the rooms that would warrant an immediate call on the black phone. And if they think that they're exhibiting signs and symptoms of COVID, we have an isolation room that student or faculty member will be sent down to, and then I will assess them going from there. If I deem that the student has the real possibility of COVID, parents will be called and they will be sent home, and then up to the parents' decision as to if they go to a physician or to a testing site.
And to clarify there, I think that's a great point. You in school won't be doing any COVID testing. That will have to be done outside by an appropriate course.
Correct.
Okay. Now, before I let you go, I know our staff and faculty are going to have other questions. They're going to want to talk to you. What's the best way for them to reach out to you to try and get something answered? And based on everything you've got going on, are there good days and times that you'd have available or any time? Tell us how we get a hold of you.
Anytime. I am here to keep the students, staff, faculty, everyone that is in the St. Viator High School building as safe and healthy as possible. I can be reached either via email or on my phone here at St. Viator, or if you're in the building, please feel free to stop by.
Excellent. Well, Pamela Kelly, welcome to St. Viator High School. So glad to have you here, and appreciate you taking the time to talk to the staff and faculty today on this episode of our podcast. We look forward to having more conversations with you in the weeks and months ahead, and please keep yourself safe as well. To all of you who took the time to listen today, as you heard, Pam is available and certainly wants to have the chance to talk to you, and let's raise the questions as they come in and make sure that we keep ourselves safe. And as she always says, let's reduce the risk, and that will give us the better opportunity for a great year ahead. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll talk to you on another episode soon.